Thank the Lord for everybody here this morning. Just to let everybody know, we do have nursery today. Teresa's going to take care of that. If anybody wants to, their child wants to go and be a part of that, then they're certainly welcome to go. Well, this is an exciting day. This is a day that we come together as a church and celebrate what God is doing through a Christmas party that we're going to have in just a little while. And it's a very exciting time in the history and life of the church because it gives us a time to have a little bit longer to fellowship and be together. So we thank you for being here and pray this will be a good day for you. In that in mind, as I was praying and seeking the Lord concerning our get-together today, our party and everything, the Lord just led me back to Luke chapter 2. So if you'll turn there with me, it wouldn't be Christmas if we didn't read Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. But I want to talk about the spirit of Christmas today. I want to talk about it. I will try not to hold you too long so that we can enjoy the other festivities we got. But the Lord really put this on my heart for us as a church. And I've never really seen it this way before, so I pray it'll bless you today. Luke chapter 2, it says, "And it came to pass in those days they went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made with Cyrenius, the governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea in the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished, and she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Amen." Now, as I read that, we've read it many times, and we think about Peanuts and all that, you know, that cartoon Peanuts when they quote that. But as I was reading this year, something came to me different. So I want to read what came to me different. Look at verses 3. And as God began to show me these verses here, then the message began to come to my heart, what is the spirit of Christmas? And said, they all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. Now the key part there is all went. But look at verse 4. And Joseph also went up from Galilee. So him and Mary also went together. I just want to share out of my heart a little bit this morning. I don't really have a so-called message, but I do have a message that I feel like the Lord would have me to share. The spirit of Christmas is all about being together. What makes this precious today is I look around, I see families together, I see people together. What does it mean to be together? Well, in verse 4, as I read to you, as you know the Christmas story, they were all together moving towards Jerusalem so that they could sign up for their taxes and do the census and all that. But as God began to show me something here, the key thought that I want you to remember today is that Christmas is all about being together. And the beauty of being together. And the miracle of being together. And appreciating one another as never before. As I begin this morning, I want to say family to me is still and will always be the strongest unit in the world. There's never been a unit, as you remember, as you read the Bible in Genesis, what did he begin first? He built the family before he ever built the church. Family is the strongest unit in the world. And God gave me a couple things here that that I want to share with you before we go out today. But I want to say what a privilege and honor it is for us at Northview to be together today. Now, I know there's some that's not here, but they're together in a greater place. But we today, and I learned something about that too, is that life comes in stages. And we're together for a season, and that's what makes it so precious. Because seasons change, and they change for the individual. The ones that have gone on before us today that have enjoyed Christmases with us in the past have run their race, and they ran it with patience, they ran it with love, they ran it with responsibility, and they finished their course. And now they're enjoying a greater family. But we that are left here must not forget why we're still here. We're here to celebrate Christmas. You know, there's something different about the month of December that's different than any other time. Christmas brings people together. Don't you wish that every day could be Christmas? I've said that before. I wish that every day could be Christmas. And what I mean by that, I wish everybody would think like they do during December all the rest of the months. Because it's about being together. It's about, you know, if you didn't love your family, you sure wouldn't go in Walmart anywhere this time of year and fight that hustle and bustle. But it's one special thing on your mind that I just got to get them. I just got to get them one special thing. Why? Because they're special. Because they're yours. Because they're part of your family. And family's the greatest thing that we have. So God had a plan for all this. And so first thing I want you to notice, when we think about Mary and Joseph, a lot of times we just rush over them and get on to Mary having Jesus in Bethlehem and all that. But I want to tell you, it took a lot for Joseph to be in this picture. Because you got to understand they weren't married. You got to understand that she was probably around 16, 17 years old. He was probably around 30. So that was normal back in that day for that to happen. But you got to understand that God wanted us to see that Jesus was born in a family. That is so awesome to me. He could have done it any way he wanted to do it. Jesus could have just appeared. He could have done anything he wanted to do, but he wanted a man and he wanted a woman to come together and be a mom and a dad to Jesus. And so a couple things here. Number one, God's plan for being together is this: we were chosen to be together. When you think about your family, God put you in your family. God put you in, whether you're adopted or not, God still put you in that family. Isn't that beautiful? That God chose us to be together. And I want to share this with you. The times you have with family are precious. This message today is a precious, sweet message that God gave me to give to you, because when I think about the times that my family did something for me Friday that I had never had before, they gave me a surprise birthday party. Now, don't you know that was hard for them not to leak out, but they gave me a surprise party, and every one of my family were there. And I knew I was going to be preaching on this, and I thought, God, how precious is this? And as I look around Northview today, after generation after generation after generation, we're here. We're here. God chose us to be here. Your family that you have is a precious, precious gift that God gave to you. God appointed them to you. God put you with them. God chose you to be in your family. No matter what your family's been going through, no matter where you're at in your family, God put us together. He put the family unit together. You think about Joseph, the hardships he must have endured by the talks that I'm sure somebody probably gave him. Man, what are you doing? What are you thinking? He said, I just feel like God's into this. You know, he was a little worried about it. So we read that in the angels came and even spoke to him and says, you just need to calm down and don't be fearful, because God's in this thing. God's put your family together. And I want to say to every one of you today, You're not here by mistake. You're not here by happen chance. You are here because God Almighty created you. Is that awesome? And guess what? He created you. He created you in His image. No other creation in the world is created in His image but you. And He said, you know, I want you to understand that you're chosen. That I put you here with your family because this is where I want you to be. Now the family's under a lot of attack today, and we all know that. But there's no stronger unit in the world than to be chosen. Joseph was just a carpenter, which was a great trade, but everybody just said, when they were getting on Jesus, you're just a carpenter's son. But he had a trade. He worked hard to provide for his family, and he fell in love with this young girl, Mary, and he just knew that it was their time to be together. And I'm sure that many things come against them, but they were chosen. I want you to know today that God chose this moment. God chose this moment right here today for Northview that we'd be together. One of the strongest things we have here at Northview is we got family bond. Amen? That's what makes us different. When you think about all the ones that have gone on before us and how hard they worked for us to be family. You think about your mom and dad or whatever, grandfather, grandmother that's going on. What did they work hard for? Family. They wanted us to be together. And we're still together. And I thank God for the privilege and honor that we have to come together and celebrate a Christmas party here at Northview. But it's not about the party. It's about being together. Because that's what church is all about. Church is family. You guys are my family, and we are family together through the thick and the thin. Why? God ordained this time together. The second thing I want to say is that what does togetherness mean? It means commitment. You got to be committed to be together. And I think about Mary's pregnant. Now you got to think about, guy, how you would feel. You're dating this gorgeous girl, and all of a sudden she comes up pregnant. And you know that you've been righteous and you haven't done nothing wrong. And you got to know that the mind is starting to whirl. But you got to understand this. God said that when we're a family, through the thick and the thin, I want you to get this. Through the hard times, the times we understand, and the times we don't understand, we stick together. That's the greatest thing that I ever found in all the years that I've been preaching, that when I came to Northview, there was such a love of family here. There was such a love. Northview is a church that takes you in and loves you. I was reading on our website, you know, how people will send in comments and whatever. One had sent in, I don't know who it was, but said it's a loving church. And I thought, what an awesome testimony that is, that some visitor came in here and left and put it on the website, that it's a loving, caring church. I don't exactly remember all of it, but it just made me so proud because I said, that's exactly right. But you know what takes that? It takes commitment. Because as we look at our church at Northview and you look at your family, has your family always had a bed of roses? Has your family always been on top? No. You don't know why? That's why God put family together, so that we would stick together. Because sometimes it takes you three things that God gave me here. First of all, Joseph embraced her. I think about commitment. He embraced her. He, with all these people saying all this stuff, he said, I don't care. I feel like this is right, and I'm going to embrace her. Sometimes a hug is the greatest thing in the world. If you ever knew my mama, you're going to get a hug. And I thought, I carry that with me throughout my life because that meant something. Because how many times have you ever had a hug and you really needed it? Amen? You really needed somebody just to stop from life's merry-go-round and recognize you. And you know what happens when you get that hug? That hug means, I got you. That hug means, I'm with you. And that's the next thing. He protected her. He didn't let what people said. He didn't let it. Because you got to understand, the days back then were just like the days now. They didn't have Facebook. But that was their loss, right? But they didn't have it. But he protected her. And the last thing I want to say about commitment is he believed in her. We're family. And you know, I know what I'm thinking. I know what the devil's trying to tell me. I know all, but you know what? I trust you and I believe in you. And I am committed to you. The power of family is being together. And if that's what my heart goes out to these single moms today that have to be the mom and the dad, because we live in a day now where there's no dad around a lot of times. But God's going to bless you moms for being both parties, because you know what you're instilling in that child? Even though there's trouble, even though there's heartache, even though there's a lot of things going on, we still are going to make it. Amen? We are going to make it. And we're together. We are family. Amen. That's awesome. And the last thing, celebration. God's plan was that we are to celebrate. And I think about Mary and Joseph went through the things they went through. They get to where they're supposed to get. A next problem, there's no room in the inn. There's no accommodations for you. You don't fit in. We don't really want you here. We don't have a place for you. But God had a place. Is that awesome or what? And they were together. You know what? As long as you're together, there's a place. And so, here's the thing. They celebrated one another. Together, and as I read to you that verse 4, Mary and Joseph went. The key word there is went. They went together. Wherever they were, they went together to be taxed. And they stuck together. They stuck together. And then all of a sudden, God's promises came about, and she gave birth to our Savior that saved us from our sins and gave us eternal life. Isn't that awesome? We were saved by God who believes in family. Let me give you a couple things here. They celebrated each other together. Did you hear that? They celebrated each other. Now, I don't care how many people you got in your family. Everybody's different, right? Yeah. If you got twins, they're different. You know why? Because God made every one of us individual. And I want you to get this. We are, the next thing is to celebrate everyone's uniqueness. Now, how many of you understand everything your family's always done? You say, well, I've never done that, but that you're not them. You see, they may say the same thing about us. I'd have never done that. But you know what we celebrate? We celebrate uniqueness. Because in your family, I guarantee you, you got some loud ones and you got some quiet ones. You got some ones that are doers and you got some ones you got to push to do, right? Amen? But we're all family. You got children. All these beautiful children, but they're different. You want to know why? God made them unique. And we celebrate that uniqueness. And I want to leave you with this today. They accept one another. Mary and Joseph accepted one another. And Joseph decided, you know, I'm going to accept you because I believe in you and I trust you. And look what came out. The thing I want to leave with you today, let's cherish every moment we have together. Now I know we're in a hustle-bustle world, and at the end of the day, you got so much to do. You got to go out of daycare. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to put it all together. You got to be super mom, super dad, fix a four-course meal and all that kind of stuff, and have everybody in bed by 8 o'clock, right? Yeah. And how many of y'all can do that? But you know what? In all that hustle and bustle, wouldn't it be sad if we didn't have each other? Let's cherish each other. Let's cherish each moment. As we get ready to have our celebration out in the fellowship hall, I cherish this day. I cherish this moment because we have opportunity to be together. Three things I said to you this morning. What does it mean to be together? It means that we were chosen. It means we were committed. And we celebrate. Thank God Mary and Joseph went together to be taxed. And they ended up in that little stall and they had Jesus for us. I want to say Northview loves you, appreciates you, and we respect every one of your uniqueness. You are what makes Northview. And I thank God for every single one of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now what I want to do is go ahead and have our blessing over our meal. And give the ladies opportunity, if they will, to go ahead and go out there and get things ready. If not, if we have to wait a little while, that's fine too. I appreciate everybody that's had a hand in making this day a success. But I want us to stand, if you will. We're going to say our blessing. How many of you know we still say a blessing in America? Yep. Amen. Brother James, would you say our blessing over our meal for us?
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be here today with your family. Thank you for the word that we received through Ronnie, your messenger. Help us to internalize that, God. Help us to apply it to our own lives. Just help us to slow down. And just take a moment and just cherish the moments. Cherish the time that we have together with our family. Because we know, God, you have ordained that. Help us to enjoy this day, God, and help us to enjoy each other's company, the fellowship of one another. God, we give you all the glory for it. Bless this food to the nourishment of our bodies. Father, we thank you for that. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.